It is that time of the week, my absolute favourite time of the week. It's the Farmer's Fast Five Questions. I've got a very, very, very special Farmer's Fast Five Questions for you today. We heard from Paul Roberts yesterday from SA Power Networks about the campaign that SA Power Networks is running, the Look Up and Live campaign or the Farm Safe campaign that hot on it at this time of year when we've got harvesting around and we've got plenty of big equipment around there and probably coming across some power lines. Well, I've got the face of that campaign here for the Farmer's Fast Five Questions. It's Bradley Richardson. You're going to see him right across your newspapers, hear about him all through the radio, here on Primary Focus as well. Bradley, how are you, mate?
Good, mate. How are you?
Good. You are the face of the Farm Safe SA Power Networks campaign. You're out there everywhere, mate. Some cracking photos of you out there, really telling the story and getting the message across.
Yeah, it's a pretty important story to be telling, especially this time of the year, with all the accidents we've been having lately. And yeah, it's time to get on to it.
Yep.
Get now something done about it.
Now, your accident, we'll just recap on that. Your accident was around about 4 years ago. You were electrocuted when working on a scissor lift, which got unfortunately put up into some power lines, and that went straight through you, mate.
Yeah, it was pretty unfortunate that that happened, but it hurt a fair bit, and yeah, bit of a bummer on that one. Have not a very good day at work at all.
Have a listen to that. It hurt a fair bit. You got three shots from, I don't even know how many volts it was, but it was a fair whack.
Yeah, 19,000. Yeah, 19,000 volts.
Well, mate,
for 11 seconds.
Oh, wow. Well, that wasn't a very good day at work at all. But now you're doing some fantastic stuff in spreading the good word and, farmers out there across the state and all around the place, they must appreciate the fact that you're putting your face out there, telling them that, sending that message. It is a, I've said it's a shocking story with a powerful message.
Yeah, it certainly is indeed, mate. It certainly is. Yep.
And there's no puns intended there at all. It is just a way of getting through this message. And I thank you for being a great sport and actually participating in it. Are you ready to play the Farmer's Fast Five Questions?
Sure am. Let's do it.
Where and what did you farm?
I mainly worked with sheep up at Yidunda for Napa.
And you enjoyed that sort of things?
Oh, I loved it. Working with sheep is my favourite thing in the world. It's just it's just a brilliant, brilliant time of the year. Brilliant job to do. Love it.
Okay. Number two, question number two. What are you doing now? Are you still farming or still have a farming interest?
I've still got a farming interest, waiting to get back into that sort of life. I'm definitely waiting to get back into that. I miss it every day.
Yeah, I bet, mate. Okay, question number three. What's the one thing you want to say to farmers about farm safety?
It's really not a joke. You know, the complacency is the real issue with it. You know, we do, 1,000 jobs, 1,000 farms a year for 20, 30 years. We never see the danger and, you know, it's always dangerous, even if we don't see it. Yeah. About time we started to pay a bit more attention to all of it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've had a few near misses on the farm and some very, very scary times on the farm. Just through complacency or not thinking about it. And when you work with heavy equipment and large animals, it can go pear-shaped pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's right. It doesn't take much at all to hurt a person. So we're not too tough at the end of the day.
All right, question number four. A farm or a holiday home, where would you rather be and where would you want to be?
Oh, most definitely the farm. That's hands down, a farm any day of the week. And I'd be up at Napa.
And whereabouts right at Napa? Yep.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, more than likely Napa, most definitely. Yep.
Okay, mate. And I think there's a $100 million Powerball coming up. If you won that, where would you buy a holiday house?
Oh, it's right next to the farm.
Good work.
You don't want to travel too far from it.
That is a brilliant answer, mate. Okay, question number five, the question I ask everyone. Bradley Richardson, why are you a farmer or a farm safety advocate, as it would be?
Oh, it's just the enjoyment of the lifestyle, I think. We are all living the life. Not a joke. joke.
Well done, mate. Like, you are an absolute champion, and thank you for everything you do. Thanks for putting yourself out there in this campaign, because when people see that through our newspapers, our rural and regional newspapers and all around the state, and hear about your story, and I encourage everyone to get on there and have a look at your story, mate, it's going to hit home, and I really appreciate that work that you've done, and good luck for everything in the future, mate.
You're more than welcome, mate, and thank you very much.
No worries. Now, if you do have someone you'd like to nominate for the Farmers Fast Five questions, you can do that by texting me on 0417 063 963.